And then I think we said we're going to pick up with Shin Ayin Beis. FLP, Shakobe, and also the Tumas Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras is Tumas Darabon. Here we're discussing Tumas Meis for a Kohen Midrabon. Beis HaPras, okay, there's three different kinds of Beis HaPras. The Mishnah says, Pastam Beis HaPras, we're talking about the parentheses, says, Sada Sha'av Bakever, Shanechbash Bakever, Vashurah Mea'a. Right? It's either, well, it's two kinds. Either you lost track of a kever there, so you're probably not going on it, but it's there somewhere, or in a more common case, someone plowed a kever and all the bones got broken up, and you never know when you're stepping on one. So these are all chashas to our bottom, you know, right? So we assume you're not on a kever. Or there it's Amid, we discussed already. Even though a Kohen's not allowed to go to these places of Tumah Darabanan, he's allowed to for a mitzvah, and Sarach Leil Shom Lisa Isha to get married. And there's no other way to go about that. Like, not like you could go another way, just a little longer. That's the only way to go. Yachalav or derech sham, you can pass there. Feel multi lumen macher, even if you can find a yeshiva to learn elsewhere. Nonetheless, I think the Taz, maybe Taz explains here. If you look at the Beis Yosef, because we have a principle that you can't succeed in any yeshiva you have to find the right yeshiva. So even if the yeshiva's in one place, if you have to go through Tumah Darabanan to get to the yeshiva that's right for you, it's an important principle that everyone is learning yeshiva that's right for them. Likewise, you're allowed to go to the place of Tumah Darabanan to fight in court against the goyim and argue with them to defend your rights in court. And Ishu Kamatz B'Yadim, it's like saving your money for the goyim. What is included in Kol Chayotz Bazeh? The Chachos Adam says, basically, any Dvar Mitzvah. We assume that for Dvar Mitzvah, the Gemara has even weirder case of Dvar Mitzvah to see a king. You can, Kohen can go in Tumah Darabanan. And even though the mitzvah of seeing a king is a very peculiar mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah to see a king, because that way when Mashiach comes, we'll see that he's much greater than the king that you saw nowadays. So even for far out mitzvahs, it's motema d'rabbanan is mutter. Okay, that is the principle. The Taz deals with the case in the Gemara was that you could even jump over coffins. For the sake of a mitzvah, he points out the way our coffins are built nowadays, they are sealed shut. They're sealed shut without significant holes, and therefore the tumah goes up from them and it's tumah noise. So you cannot jump over coffins nowadays, even for a mitzvah. The Achronim have all kinds of discussions of weird cases of mitzvah, which we needn't get into right now. I'll just make a few haros. The Pistei Tshuva has gotten based, brings down from Tshuvas called Bate Kahuna, that some Kohanim used to go to daven at the graves of Tzadikim, because they held that Tzadikim don't have Tumas Beis, because Tzadikim have to be Sosan Kurim Chayim, and have Tzadikim have Tuma. And he points out that even though there is one Medrash that sounds that way, Tosos points out we don't pass like that, and that it's not mainstream halacha. Mainstream halacha is that even Tzadikim have Tumas Beis, and therefore Kohanim can't go even to the graves of Tzadikim. Okay, it could be that there are some to see them who still follow this practice, mentioned Basi Kuna, but that's not mainstream halacha. Continuing in the Ramah, the very, very famous Ramah here. Very famous Ramah here. Kohen Sheshochiv Arab Huba Oel Im Hameis, Lo Yada, Ein Lahagidlo, El Yikur Lo Stan, She Yetik, the Kalvish Atmo Tchila. This is the question of Kavod Abrius. Kavod Abrius is Doche, and this is Rabbanan. Kavod Abrius is Doche, even in Daraisa, B'Shevi Al Tasa, to be passive. However, a Kohen being in Tumas Meis is considered an active Avira. Okay, it gets very subtle. What's an active Avira? What's a passive Avira? Sometimes it's lumdus, not just physics. Like a classic example would be, if I'm wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, that is a passive Avira. Not wearing tzitzis. I'm wearing shatnez. That's an active avir because I'm wearing shatnez. Even though in both cases, I'm just keeping on me the clothes that I already have. Okay, so what about a Kohen being an Ohel HaMeis? So says the Ramah, that's considered an act of Avira because you are being mitame yourself. And therefore, if a Kohen, what if a Kohen, so if a Kohen is an Ohel HaMeis, and all of a sudden he realizes someone dies, or someone dies, he has to run out as fast as he can. What if he's naked? Then it's a problem of Kavod HaBrios, right? If he runs out in the street naked, then, right, this, what does this remind us? Who remembers Mark Twain's unfinished story? Okay, Google Mark Twain's unfinished story. See if you can finish it. Okay. I don't think they signed it in high school. But it was just a good one. Okay, reminiscent of this Ramah, you can, anyway, you get 5 extra points on your Avedos Bechin if you can finish Mark Twain's unfinished story, which is about basically this case. So Seth Ramah, he says that, well, let's first finish the sentence, then we'll go back for Abel and Kari Dulo. If they told the Kohen who is lying naked in a room and all of a sudden someone dies, he sees the guy die, or they tell him he dies, also Hamtan Shiyal Bishatwa, he can't wait to get dressed and he has to run out. Why does he have to run out? Because Kavod HaBrios is not Doche and Isser Doraisa. However, what's the first part? Kavod HaBrios is not Doche and Isser Doraisa B'mezid. However, it is Doche B'machshel someone in Isser Doraisa B'shogeg. Therefore, if he doesn't know there's someone dead, it's all Halacha Maisa. Could have many cases besides someone's face. And I know, then I tell him, I need you outside right away. Get dressed and run out. And I don't tell him someone died. And then he's only doing Isser Doraisa B'shogeg. And then Kavod HaBrios is Doche. So that's important. Then Kavod HaBrios is Doche and Isser Doraisa B'shogeg. But not an Isser Doraisa B'mezid. Continues Ramah. V'davgum ba'olam Isser Tomei Doraisa B'olam V'esa Praser Eretz Ha'am Isser Tomei Dorabanan. That's only because Doraisa is not Nidcham Dei Kavod HaBrios. But a Dorabanan is Nidcham Dei Kavod HaBrios. Yal B'shas V'otchilam D'gav B'Kavod HaBrios. Right? If it's only Tomei Dorabanan, then God will Kavod HaBrios. K'mo Shes Barit Le'elso V'shin Gimel Le'mi Klayim. Right, that if a guy is in the street and he's wearing Klayim Shabbos Doraisa, he has to take off his clothes and be naked. But if he is only wearing Shabbos Dorabana, then he can go into a private place where he can change into something else. Kohen Shu Yoshin Mesa Imo Ba'ol Tzrichim Lakitzul Ha'irlo K'deshi Yetzei. The Kohen is asleep, even though he's asleep. And you might have thought if he's asleep, then he is potter for mitzvos and you don't have to wake him up and tell him to keep the Torah. But no, even when he's asleep, this is a big deal. If someone who's asleep into the chayiv mitzvos, potter mitzvos, okay, Rama here is paskening that even someone who's asleep, and this seems to be the ikar of the pshat, even someone who's asleep into the chayiv mitzvos, they're anos if there's no one to wake them up. All right, it's not their fault, but they're chayiv mitzvos. Therefore, if I can wake them up, I have to wake them up and tell them to leave the room. The shah had a big, two big chiddushim here. The end of the shah says, why does Ramah put the sleeping next to the Kavod HaBrios? Maybe just like Kavod HaBrios, it depends if it's Tomei Doraisa Dorabanan, maybe sleeping also. You only have to wake someone up for a Din Doraisa. For a Din Dorabanan, you don't have to wake them up. That's what the Shach of Gatan Gimel says, that he thinks for Tomei Dorabanan, you don't have to wake someone up for Tomei Dorabanan. Tomei Dorabanan is not just like Tomei Dorabanan, it's mutter for a mitzvah. It's also if someone's asleep, they don't have to wake up to avoid Tomei Dorabanan. That's a big cool of the Shach. Although, you know, the Chronim seems to accept it. The bigger cool of the shach here is that he says in Sifkatan Beis that that's only if the Kohen is in the old with the mace. But if the Kohen is not in the room with the mace, he's in a different room. And the Pesachei Tshuva explains he's referring to Pesachei Tshuva and Gimel. Shach Loshon is confusing. This is in Tshuva and Gimel explains that he's referring to Sof Tomo Matzeis. Let's say the Kohen's only in a situation of Sof Tomo Latzeis. Remember, what was Sof Tomo Latzeis? Again, this is very complicated. Sof Tomo Latzeis means the Kohen is in the dead body is in a room with a door or window where all the doors and windows are closed. But since the dead body's going to have to come out at some point, and they're going to have to open a door or a window to take him out, and therefore, since whatever's going to come out as if already came out, and therefore, the next room is already tamei. Classic example of this would be if there's a dead body in a hospital room with the door closed, or even an apartment building with the door closed, the hallway has tamei. If the door's open, the hallway has tamei because of tamei mamish. It's all, when the door's open, it's all one ohel. If the door of the apartment is closed, then the hallway has tuma because of sof tuma latzis, because he's going to have to leave the apartment and go into the hallway. Says the shach sof tuma latzis only drabanan. Since sof tuma latzis only drabanan, therefore it's nidchum nechavan abrios, and you don't have to wake him up. That's a big cool of the shach. The shach here is machria that sof tuma latzis is only tuma drabanan. That is not muskam bichlal. If you look in the Yad Avram here, there's a long Yad Avram, small print. The Shach, it's a cut beef, Shoftum, Lost, is Eno Elm Yorbanan. The Hiksham say first the Moshe that granted that Rashi said that in one place in Beitza, but in another place in Beitza, in the first part of Beitza, Rashi says Yorbanan, but for the end of Beitza, it sounds like Storaisa. And not only that, Rashi in Erevin says Halachom Mishmisinai, so it's a Stira in Rashi. So it's a big machlokes rishon and machron whether sof tuma latzeis is a deraisa, that's halacha Moshe v'Sinai, or only a zera drabanan. Two different ways of looking at it. Do you say no? It's a halacha Moshe v'Sinai. Wherever it's going to go, it's subserving there, sort of like kol ha'ome le, you know, latzeis kiyatsa dami. Or do you say no? It's only zera drabanan since it's going to come there. Then you should avoid it already because you don't want to be there when the mace comes out. The shach is mekel lemaisa not so pashut. Lemaisa, it's not so pashut. If you're lucky, there's soft tumalatzis deraisa rabbanan. You know, if someone asked me for achra, I would say if the coin is naked, it's covered in brios. Then you can make it. We'll see mekel anyway and say soft tumalatzis rabbanan. Get dressed. If he's just asleep, then we machra and wake him up. You know, and if he just wants to go to do a mitzvah, stam. Then if he wants to go, to Dochen or down with the minion or whatever the case may be, to go to Yeshiva, then be machmir. Lemaisa, not so pasha to be making like the shach. The shach assumes sof tuma latzeis drabanan. But as the Avram here points out, it is a big, machlokes. Okay, so it's a big machlokes. Now let's just mention one last thing, which is a big discussion. Do we follow we're not getting all the details there, Chronim. Lemaisa, do we follow the Ramah or not? The Ramah says, Kavod HaBrios is not Docha Tumas Kohanim. The guy has to run out of the shul naked. Do we follow him or not? Most Achronim are Makel against this Ramah and find Stud and Lohakel to say that really the Kohen can get dressed, or at least the review says he can't get totally dressed. No, we're not going to say Adasov Kavod HaBrios is more proper, but at least get basically dressed. He can run out into the into the street. What are some of the svaras that the Nosi Kalim here bring down to disagree with the with Rama? Number one, what are some of the svaras? The Evan Ha'ozer here. Which the Gra explicitly rejects. The Evan Ozer here in the small print also, he points out there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos in Maseches Brachos. Right, the Evan Ozer at the beginning. Says that, hold on a second, maybe Kavod HaBrios is docha the lav of Tumas Kohanim. Why? Why is the lav of Tumas Kohanim less than any other lav? What does Tosos say in Brachos Daf Chaf? Anyone know? Why is the lav of Tumas Kohanim weaker than a regular lav? What's the phrase in Gemara language? No one learns Daf Yomi, Yavamos, first parak. Okay. Really, shoot, Bracha. It's a lav she'ino shava b'kol. A lav that doesn't apply to everyone is more pal than a regular lav. So, therefore, that's a machlokes. What's the basic issue? How come the Kohen is Batami for Meis Mitzvah? After all, Meis Mitzvah is coming to Brios, and that shouldn't be Doche Alav. So one answer is, Tosis answer, because it's Lav Shem Shem Bekos with Nidche. So one Svar against Ramah is maybe Kavod HaBrios is Doche Alav Tomas Kohenin. Because it's Eino Shem Bekos, so it's more Kal than another Lav. The Pesachei Chudens of Katan Dalid quotes from the quotes a second svara. He says, maybe since the coin went into the house for Heter, not leaving is called passive, it's called Shevi al Tase. Even though we are in shot, continuing to wear shotten is considered kumbase, an active avir, that's because I put it on Be'isr. But over here, he went in Beheter. If he went in Beheter and then someone died,
that just staying there might be passive. And Kavod Rabbi says, Docha, a passive Isser Doraisa. So that's the second svara that the Achronim here bring down against the Rama, the Dogon Mervava, which is also put in the Pesach Chus of Katan Hay, brings down in many, many other Achronim, Pesach Chus of Katan Hay quotes a whole bunch of Achronim, quotes a third svara against the Rama. He doesn't really say what the svara is, but if you look at the Dogon Mervava here, in the on the side or the bottom, wherever it is in your print, he said, etc. Okay, the Tosos and Brachos is what we mentioned. Before, if then he brings other svaras, what are the other svaras basically? He says that, he has a line here, he quotes a Ravid. Okay, he quotes a Ravid. There's actually a better svara even than the Ravid. I thought he quoted a better svara than the Ravid. One second. Yeah, where does he say even the Rambam? No, that's... And the Mishnah Melech, Thomas Ova, etc. Okay, in any case, we'll see it a little later. That says the Ravid, once you're already Tame, he says maybe there's no Isidoraisa for a coin to be Nitma if he's already Tame. So that's a tzad to be Somechan. And even though that Ravid is very radical and the Dogma of our questions whether it really exists or not, there's a Shita of Rabbeinu Tam who says on the day the coin was Nitma, it's not an Isser Daraisa at least, or maybe it's much different to Nitma again. What's the logic? If he was Nitma yesterday, then he shouldn't be Nitma today because now he's more Tame. He has to restart in 7 days if we would have the Paraduma tomorrow. But if he was Nitma today, then it's not even worth being Nitma again today. So therefore, that's a third thought that maybe we could be sorry if the Shita the Raiva that once you're Tame, there's no Isser to be Nitma again. Or at least for Rabbeinu Tam, who says once you're Tame today, there's no Isser to be Nitma again today. Like the same day is all the same thing. We'll come back to that in the next simon. So Bikitzer, we have many different tzadim lehakel. Again, what are the three tzadim lehakel they bring down against the Rama? Number one, maybe kavod bris docha lav she'ein no shavu bakol. Number two, maybe this is considered shev yal taseh because you didn't start doing an isser. You started doing a heter, then it became an isser and you didn't leave. And number three, maybe there's no Isser, at least no Isser Doraisa being Nitma if you're already Tame, at least if you're already Tame today. Like being Nitma twice in the same day is not an Isser because he can't become more Tame by being Nitma twice in the same day.
That
is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. We'll see it in the next simon. Where does Rabbeinu Tam say it? I don't remember exactly where it is. Oh, but here, that's where the main Thomas quoted here. It was quoted here by the Chassam Sofer in this different case of like he needed to do refuah or something, Sfat and Ches. That's where he quoted, not in the case of the Arum. But he says that if he was already Nitma that day, then you could be Sofer Chadar Rebbein Tam, etc. Okay. The last thing I want to mention, and this is a little where is this? One second. Yeah, is that the Gilyam Arshah in the third Gilyam Arshah here mentions that earlier, meaning before Hilchos Avelos, he had mentioned that maybe Kohanim Bezman Hazeh aren't really Kohanim. Midoraisa. Maybe we don't trust our Yichus, and Kohanim nowadays are not, Midoraisa, they're not considered Kohanim. He says maybe that could be some sort of Snif Lahakal in some cases, Lamaisa, that's very radical. Why is that very radical? Because it's a famous machlok sachronim, and most achronim say that kohanim nowadays we do trust in yichus. But right, the what? Yeah, exactly. The whole base of mikdash, etc. The simple pshat that our kohanim nowadays are kind of derisive. It's also you're not going to it now. And lachora, even those who say we don't trust the kohanim nowadays say they're suffering kohanim. So hold on. It's a sfeik sfeik lachomer. Maybe they're tov on deraisa. Maybe they're vadek on deraisa. Maybe they're suffik on deraisa. So lachora mi deraisa, they're kohanim, right? Like 3/4 odds, they're kohanim. Lemaisa, whether you can make it a sniff in some cases is a little radical, but lemaisa, we don't consider our kohanim to be suffik kohanim. Why? Because most achronim hold their vadek on deraisa, and then other achronim hold that they're suffik kohanim. So maybe they're vadek. And even if they're not Vade, they're suffix. So Bechor, Rishon, they're Kohanim D'oraisa. That's not such a good sniff le-hakel. In the old days, in America, before people were so from, sometimes there were rabbis who were Kohanim, and they said, I got to make a living as a rabbi. I got to do funerals. But a Kohen can't go to the cemetery. And they used to have this, in the old days, like when I was a kid. In the old days, before the war, they said, we can matter all Kohanim nowadays because of a fake sveika. What is this fake sveika? Maybe we're not really Kohanim. And even if we are Kohanim, maybe the right, it's right. And once you're tummy once, you're allowed to be nitva again. And therefore, fake sveika, Kohen's allowed to go to a cemetery. Okay, that was rejected by every posek who ever lived, mostly because neither of those sfeikos are valid sfeikos. In terms of Kohanim being real Kohanim, Ikar did the majority of Pesachim that Kohanim are real Kohanim nowadays. That Kohanim are real V'haraya, we give them opinion of men, right? And we don't say most V'harol of V'haraya, even though to get money from someone, you need an absolute proof, and many other things. We do treat our Kohanim as Kohanim nowadays. Okay, you can get out of that proof, perhaps. Pashas may ikur din Kohanim or Kohanim, and also the right, it's a Shitas Yachid. That says that once you're Tamei, you're allowed to be Nitva again. That's a Shitas Yachid. Every single Rishon is against the Raivid, and as the Dogma Rava points out here, it's not even clear what the Raivid meant. The Mishlam Melech says the Raivid thinks that it's mutter to be Nitva once, twice, the second time, once you're Nitva once in your life. And then Dogma Rava says, that's not what he said. He said, you're potter for Malkus. Maybe it's still an issue of Raisa. And he only potter for Malkus. So the rabbi is Shitas Yachid. And even the Shitas Yachid, maybe he didn't actually mean his mutter, just potter of Alasar. Lemaisa, that is neither those studim or good studim of Hakel, because we assume the Ikra dinner of Kohanim or Kohanim to Raisa. And because the rabbi is Shitas Yachid. And, we'll see in Shinai and Gimel HaChlokas, in Mechaber and Arma, neither of whom are even close to the rabbi. Either from where even we're going to talk. But we'll get to that. Okay. I think that's all I wanted to say for Simon Shin Ayin Bez Sif Aleph. Sif Bez is a big, big Indian. Ad Hayom Azeh, right? Kivrei Akum. Right? Nachli Zara Kohen Milelech Aleihem. It is proper for a Kohen to be Nizer and not walk in a Goyish cemetery. Where does this come from? It's a Machlokes Tanoim. Reb Shim Bar Yochai says, anyone remember the drasha? That a goy is not matame ba'ohel. Why not? Atam kriyim adam, be'inam kovim kari adam, adam kiyamas ba'ohel. And therefore, there's no Thomas Ohel for a goy. And the Chachamim, or in some sugyas, it's Reb Shim Bar Gamliel, say a goy is matame ba'ohel. They don't make that drasha. And they have many, many proofs. It's machlokas tanoim. It's a machlokas rishonim. Had a paskin the machlokas tanoim. Tosfos discussed it all over Shas. Le maisa. Tosfos is machmir. Tosfos is machmir, and the Urayim is mekel. So even among the rishonim Ashkenaz, we're talking about this a lot. It's a machlokas le maisa. We have three deos. What are the three deos? Here we have Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that says, "Eino mitame be'ohel." Because Adam kiyamis for ohel. But what's the machlokes? The machlokes to the Arayim and everyone else.
Says the Arayim, the gam eino mitame b'maga uvemasa.
A guy is not matame at all. Now, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beis Yosef says this is crazy. The Gemara says, first, Ravina Amar, Mehid Matin, Mitamas Oval, Mimago Masa, Mi Matinhu, right? The Yibama staff, Samech Beis, maybe? Samech Aleph? Ravina says, of course, the still is Thomas Maga, he still is Thomas Maga, Umasa, but the, one second. The Darkei Moshe brings to Mukhe Yosef an answer. He says, really, even the Urim agrees a dead guy is metamed mago masa. He should hold the kohen's not musar, because since he's not the same as a dead Jew, maybe that's not b'chlav the lava tumas kohenim. Maybe the lava tumas kohenim was only on a dead body that has all the rules of Torah, like a Jew, but not for like to better or really the MS metamed mago umasa. Aval kohen. Ain't no loser alof. You could say, well, Ravina said before the time of Magu and Masa, but since he's not the time of Ohel, the coin isn't forbidden even in Thomas Magu Masa. Because after all, in the Veil is the time of Magu Masa, coin's not loser. Coin's only loser on touching something that wouldn't be Matami Ohel. That's the Shigas Yachid of the Uranium. The Rambam, and who else did we quote here? And the Hagos Maimonios and others. but Rambam say that mut eino mitame be'ohel aval kohen muzer al maga umasa. Right, a coin still can't touch the dead body of the guy or move the dead body of the guy. Can only go into the ohel. Then you have Shimling and Leal slash the Chachamim, called in some sugyas, who say, "No, metame ba ohel. There's no difference between a Jew and a guy in this. Right? You don't have to be Adam. You don't have to be a grade of Adam or Risha, or the closest to a grade of Adam or Risha to have Thomas Ohel." Any human being has Thomas Ohel, even if you don't have the Kabbalistic Darga called the Adam, which I'm not a Kabbalist, but apparently Adam is a very, very high spiritual Darga. And that is the opinion of the Maharam of Rittenberg, and that is the opinion of Tosfos, right? The Maharam of Rittenberg. So how do we paskin? Let's see, what does the Rush say? The Rush says that it's proper to be machmir. So the machmir tovel of bracha, it's proper to be machmir. Says the machaber kibir kom nofni zar kom yilech aleim. It's not an avera if you're meko, because after all, the Rama and many Rishonim are meko, like Rishonim by Yochai, but it's proper to be machmir, and the Rama afli sheish makilin, even though some are meko, v'nachon lechachmir. Right, so basically the Mechaber and the Rambam both agree to the Rush that what's the Hachra'a? Hachra'a says the Rush, which then becomes the Mechaber and the Rambam, Nachon LaHachmir. I mean, everyone says it in a different Lashon. But the point is that it's not a very good word. Someone says, I don't want to be so Hader, and I want to be Mekel. We can't stop them from being Mekel, but it's proper to be Machmir. That even that is controversial. The Shach quotes from the Pitzchei Tshuva. The Shach, what does the Shach say? First, the Shach says we don't hold like the Arayim at all. As the Shach, Aval Maga Umasa Aser Medina. says, no, we can't make like Urim. No one has the right to make a Mamu Masa, but in Ohel, someone wants to go to a museum with a dead mummy, or go in a Goyish cemetery, or under a tree that hangs over a Goyish cemetery, whatever weird case you want, then they shouldn't be Mekel, you know, but it's not an Isser Gomer. What that also means is that, let's say, there are other Tzadim L'Hakel that often will be more Mekel, which is one of the reasons why the Sof Tum Alatzeis were Mekel, and then a Goseis were Mekel, and, you know, sometimes it gets these subtle machlokes on exactly what counts as being the same Ohel, what doesn't, so it's easier to make it by a guy, because then it's a gomer. The Piskei Chumas Zekat Nevav, quoted in the Chumas Veshav HaKohen, who says, Medina it's Asur. The Veshav HaKohen says, Asur Medina. Meaning, he just paskins like Tosfos. However, the modern day poskim assume, like the Rush, which is like the Mechaber, like the Ramah, the Shach doesn't seem to disagree. That's the Gesher Chaim, and many of the modern day Sfarim say, no, we pass like Mechaber, the Ramah. It's proper to be Mafir, but it's not a total Isser Gomer. You know, you don't have to prevent people from being Mekel, but one should be Mafir. That is the bottom line. Okay, we won't get into all the weird cases discussed with Hisnik Shuvah. Let's go on to Shem and Gimel. Shem Shagai Mothra Shul, the Tamos, King Mutar Magdolim Al Haktanim. Right? Oh, that was the Sweet Parsha, right? What did Rashi, first Rashi maybe? Right? What did first Rashi say? Emor V'yomarta Lahazer Gedolim Al Haktanim. Why say Emor L'Kronim Ne'arov V'amar Talihem? That's an obvious extra lashon to teach you even on the Kitanim. So just like a Kohen's Alad on top of the mace. Likewise, you can't be Metami Kohen cut onto a mace. You can't take a baby in a stroller, or certainly older, and wheel him into a funeral home or a cemetery or anything along those lines. And the Ramah B'Daklan also be a diet. That's how it actively be Metami then. I've all my time, Metami after them, if they do it themselves, I am Rechaim Sushim and Gil, so I'm free shot. Right? Basically, really, we learn from here that it's the same culture of Kula. This is just an example from which you extrapolate to culture of Kula. In culture of Kula, you're not allowed to actively make the cotton doing an Aveira. Or you have to stop the cotton from doing an Aveira. So now you have to look in on Shabbos. There's a whole simon about this. And then he quotes that the various Rishonim, Rashbam, Revival, Turbshim, Ram Kosov Khan, De'ain Tzarech. This is a big machlokas. The Torah brings a machlokas. And the Beis Yosef Zachriah, that you don't have to stop him. However, if you look in the Shach here, he says that, first of all, the father always has to stop a kid who reaches Chinuch from doing an Aveira, because the father is Chinuch. What about us? What we call Bezdim, which just means the rest of the Jewish people. So he says, oh, we'll see in the Shimon Gimel, you don't have to stop him. However, there are mother brings a Yesh Omrim that says that you do have to stop him. Reaches Chinuch. That's a big machlokas. The father is Mechanic's kid. Do I have to be Mechanic's kid and tell him not to do an Aveira from a stranger? So that's a big machlokas. Lamech Mishnah Berurah there says that one should be Machmer by D'oraisas, that everyone should be Mechanic's kid. You know, if you can. And you should tell them to stop. So halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah Shin Mem Gimel, wherever it exactly is, Sifkat and Zayin, quoted that in the Daraisa you should be machmir, that if the kids yilachinach, you should be machmirshim. That's me didn't that you should be machmir yilachinach even for someone else, for the father for sure he's yilachinach he has to be machmirshim. However, that's all talking about being machmirsh, telling the kid to leave the cemetery. Bringing it into a cemetery is an issue derisa for anyone. It makes no difference to the father or anyone else. That's an important thing to know. That, you know, if the mother wants to go to a funeral, right? Remember, she can't bring her, if she has a baby boy, it's an issue derisa to bring the baby boy with her to that funeral, whether he is 12 hours old or 12 years old, et cetera. It's an issue daraisa. It's an issue daraisa for me anyway. I'm not a Kohen at all. You know, if I have nephews, a Kohen or something, who's a little baby, I can't bring him anywhere where there is Tomas Mace. And that is an issue daraisa. It's very, very chomer. Okay. Do you have to, if a kid who's the age of chinuch is sleeping
in an olamis. And we're master for chinuch. Does chinuch mean you even have to wake him up? Remember, you don't have to wake a kid up for things that aren't daraisa. So you have the Shach and Kaz both say, interesting question, right? We see in halacha, it's not supposed to wake people up. It needs to be a good reason to wake people up. Do you have to wake up a 9-year-old kid to tell him to leave the olamis? Says no, but you know, it'd be good to do the extra chinuch, even if it's not strictly required al pidin. Okay, well, I said we should probably wake him up. Okay, the interesting question is, the fascinating question here is, discuss the Pesach Yitzchus, Sukkot, and Aleph, the, where is this? Yes. it really has to do with the next if, but he quotes in this, Tshuvas V'Shavah Kohen, the Rambam says, why is a Kohen allowed to be tamei for krovim? We didn't get to krovim yet. Why is a kohen allowed to be metame for krovim? Fascinating question. So this is the famous machlokes rishonim, right? Agav. Let's just. What are the two heterim for kohanim who can be benitna for both in this siman? Meis mitzvah. Right. Meis mitzvah. We just mentioned that machlokes already, right? What did Rashi say? Rashi said it was
Putra. I'm not making him, getting this backwards. No, Rashi said Meis Mitzvah is Putra. And
Tosfos said it is Dechuya Al Yidei Kavodos. That was the Chiddush of Tosfos that Kavod HaBrios Doche Lav She'eino Shave Bakol. Okay. How about Krovim? Right? One's not being Nikola Krovim. So,
Rashi there says, and I think Tosfos agrees with him about this, if I am not mistaken, very, very faint flumdus. Almost everyone agrees, like, Krovim, that's not like dechuya, like the meis mitzvah dechuya. Someone has to bury this meis mitzvah, etc. Krovim is like the Torah says, he can't be nitma to anyone, but these guys he can be nitma to. That's like classic hutra. The Torah says this is also, but this is mutter, right? This isn't the Hashem says this isn't the case I meant. And that's what Rashi is very clear that krovim are hutra. Okay, Tos is not so much first, but it sounds like he agrees.
And others say that's clearly hutra. Come on, the Torah just says I didn't even see. So the Rambam says something very fascinating. What does the Rambam say? Who remembers the loss of the Rambam tells us? It's hard to forget.
Tama chamura hi mitzvah avelus, right? How chomer is the mitzvah avelus? How chomer is the mitzvah avelus, says the Rambam?
It's so chomer that. How chomer is the mitzvah avelus?
Now, keep in mind, how chomer is the mitzvah avelus? All right. No one knows. I hope I find it there. All right, now I'm going to find it. Oh, what? What parak is it in? He does say something like Kama Chamura, no? I don't think I'm making it up. All right, it was here someplace. It was a good line. I'm waiting for you to find it on the art.
Okay. Whatever. I'll flush on Kamachimura.
Yeah.
Although Paraphase. Kamachimura is a villager in Nidhala Atone de
Krovo. Kuchalacha. Here it is, Bob. Family. Kamachimura is a villager in Nidhala Atone de Krovo. Kishis Afdunamis Abalaya. You can't say it's covered up Brios, Krovim. But it's covered up Brios. The Kohen has a brother. You know, there are other people who bury the brother, right? The Kohen has a mother. There's other people who bury the mother. It's not covered, but he said, Avil Sochomer, that it's Doche Thomas Kohenim. He said, Nid Galoatoma, the Krova, Kishis Asni Mambi, is Abel Aleyem. Right? Says the Rambam, it's Dechuya
Al Yedei Mitzvah Sabimus. Ah, since when is, a regular mitzvah say Docha Thomas Kohenim? He wouldn't say every mitzvah says Docha Thomas Kohenim. No, the Torah was golden. There's a possibility that Avilos is so chomer that it's Docha Thomas Kohenim. It's a big finish of the Rambam that we would have said that what mitzvah are you doing, is the Kohen doing when he's Nipel Mace? Mitzvah Torah, right? Not the mitzvah Avilos, interestingly. But the Rambam, we'll come back to it. Says the mitzvah of Avelos, that being nitten on the mace is part of the mitzvah of Avelos, even though it's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Well, we'll discuss this when he came to give the guest shir, right? That guest, he's a Rosh Shiva, Yes, he came to give a shir, right? That Avelos only starts, when does Avelos start? Shinayin Dalad? After burial. When can the coin be nitvah? Until burial. The coin be nitvah until Stimas Agola. Avelos starts at Stimas Agola. Mamash, the same word in the Gemara. So you would think it has nothing to do with Avelos. Okay, the Rambam is a big Kiddush. Then no, it's a mitzvah of Avelos. So we say Avelos starts after Stimas HaGolel. What we mean is that Avelos changes form after Stimas HaGolel. There's two ways to do Avelos. Until Stimas HaGolel, you do it by being nitma and physically close to the mace. And after Stimas HaGolel, you do it by doing some sad practices. Because when the mace is around, you do Avelos in one way. The mace is already underground, you do Avelos in a different way. Big Kiddush, the Rambam, Yichuya. Says the Shalom HaKohen, a crazy Kiddush. A wild Kiddush. A counterintuitive Kiddush. He says, if a Kohen dies and his son is 13, he can go to the funeral. If his son is 12, he can't go to the funeral. Why? Because he's putting for mitzvahs. And if he's putting for mitzvahs, there's nothing to be docha Thomas Kohenim. And therefore, it's also derisive for me to bring him to the funeral, and there's no mitzvah to be doche. So says Mishav HaKohen, this halacha l'maisa, he's saying. He says, Sarach Ian Amudjit Litami Lekrovav, because he's not chayv in Avelos. And then he says, it's very ironic. A katan would be more chomer than a gadol. The 13-year-old can go to the funeral, the 12-year-old can't. That's wild. But he said, the 12-year-old can go to Avelos. We paskin, a katan can go to Avelos. Two katan from Avelos is no dechia. Tremendous chiddush of the Baal B'Shav HaKohen based on the Rambam. That is a tremendous chiddush. This Baal B'Shav HaKohen based on the Rambam. Why is it a tremendous chiddush? Because, he's not chayv in aseis or lavin. You would think like it just evens out somehow. Not to mention that he's just saying, well, that's a Rambam. Who says we pass like the Rambam? As a matter of fact, we definitely pass not like the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam says Avelos is docha Thomas Kohenim, Avelos must be what kind of mitzvah? To be docha Thomas Kohenim, a mitzvah de? A raisa. Obviously, Avelos is a raisa with docha Thomas Kohenim. Okay, and we pass the Avelos to Rabbanim. So obviously, Avelos to Rabbanim can be docha Thomas Kohenim, so we will pass it as Hutra. It's a big chiddush this for Shav HaKohen. Tremendous chiddush this for Shav HaKohen, who says that a kohen can be nitna to his relatives, there's no bechia. First of all, we don't hold like the Rambam. I don't know about Sfarim. At least Ashkenazim don't like the Rambam. It's part of the Rambam. It's a big chiddush. The kohen should be worse than a zakah. It's a tremendous chiddush. I mean, you're right, he's not chayv in aseis. He's also not really chayv in lavin. So let it just even out. What does he have to do? He has to practice doing what he would do when he was older. And if he was older, it would be mutter. Okay, he says, no, but technically, Amar Vi Amarta, he still has the Isser as a katan, but he has no mitzvah as a katan, there's no bechia. Tremendous finish to Shav HaKohen. Pashtus, we don't hold like this for Shav HaKohen, because it's a chiddush in the Rambam, and we don't pass like the Rambam anyway. Pashtus, the Geshra Chaim says, you know what? It's still good not to bring in a coin katan, be a dynam if not necessary. Okay, to me, he says it's good to be machmer a little. Let him come on his own. But if he's a baby and you have to push him in a stroller, or you have to carry him, then don't bring him if it's not necessary. Meaning for chinuch, just do what you do when you were older. And if he was older, he'd go to his relatives' funerals. But if we have to carry him via dayim, which is an isser d'oraisa, don't carry him via dayim if not necessary. Okay, so it's a nice chumra to not carry via dayim if not necessary, but the ikra din. We don't really hold like this for Shav HaKohen, even though it's a big chiddush of this idea of the Chuya. Weiter. Continuing in the Mechaber. Which kind of Kohen is Muzer? A feel about Mom Muzer Min Litame, about Kol of a Kohen that's Mitar Min Litame, even about Mom, right? We know, by the way, about Mom, even though he came to Avodah, has all the Dinim of Kahuna, right? For example,
What's true of a Talmud? He can't do avoda, but other than that, he can eat truma, he can eat katim, and he can marry Rusha v'chulei. Baal Mum is like a total Kohen, except he can't do avoda. You know, you could go give me your opinion on that. He's a real Kohen, he just can't do avoda. So he's Moser, but a Chalol is the Nischal of Hukun. If his father married Rusha and had him, then he's not a Kohen at all. If his mother and a Kohenis, because it's Saban Aaron, no Saron is no problem. Again, the Shach points out, what if he's only a Chalom in Rabbana, like your father married a Chalutza? Then he'd have to have the worst of both worlds. And he wouldn't be able to do Kohen things, but he also wouldn't be able to be Nitnol Meis, because Midorais is a Kohen, Midorabana he isn't. Oh, he doesn't have it all the time. That could, I guess. Gimel, Kol Meisim, where Parsha is going, Metamalim, Mitzvah, Shei Tamalim, Bilo Rots, Metamal, Sobal, Karcho, Echad, Ishva, Elisha. It's a Chiyod, the Oraisa. That's the Gemara of that, Machokis. Lo Yitoma, Rishos, or Mitzvah, when we pass Gim Mitzvah, right, what was that fellow's name? Yosef HaKohen?
Yeah.
Right? On the Erev Pesach, he's a Kohen, and his wife died, and he refused, I think it was his wife. And he refused to go to the funeral, and they made him go against his will. So it's a chi of the rice, so it's going to be nitma. Here we have a fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, I think they bring down in the Torah. How about a Kohenis? A Kohen, one Yitama mitzvah. Is a Kohenis also a chiyav? So the Rush says, yeah, if a Kohen is chayav, Kol Shekein a Kohenis. Right? If a Kohen is chayav when he is an Itzer of Toma, Kol Shekein a Kohenis is chayav, where there's no Isser whatsoever. If it's not an Isser, for sure you have to do it if there's no Isser. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch puts it. Echad Ish ve'echad Isha. And the assumption is, this is a little controversial, but that's what the Bach understands, and Hula Din a non-Kohen. Meaning even a Kohen has to be Nitbada's relative. Kol Shekein a Kohenes, and Kol Shekein a Levi or Yisrael, everyone has to be Osek in their relative. I mean, that means impossible. If you're 6,000 miles away, then what can you do? The Rambam has unique shita. You know what the Rambam's unique shita is? Only a Kohen has to be Nitzvah, not a Kohenes or a Levi or Yisrael. Put it in the Torah here. That's what the Shulchan Aruch has to say. The Rambam's unique shita, only a Kohen has to be Nitzvah. And the Rosh says, no, everyone has to be Nitzvah. Even a Kohen has to be Nitzvah. Obviously, what makes more common sense, even a Kohen or only a Kohen? Even a Kohen, and I don't know if common sense is the reason he's Bachriya, but maybe that's one of the reasons why the Mechaber passed that way against the Rambam. The Rambam, the Rosh, the common sense approach. Even a Kohen is that Bachalki and everyone else, the Rambam seems to be more of a complex, perhaps even philosophical approach. The Rav loved this Rambam. The Rav says, no, what's the Chiyav? He says, the question is, what's the nature of this Chiyav? For the Rosh, the Chiyav is being metapel with the mace. And therefore, even a Kohen, Kolshki, and everyone else. For the Rambam, the Chiyav is being metapel with the mace, then a Yisrael would also have to, and a Kohenis would also have to. No, the Rav says, for the Rambam, the Chiyav is to be mechal his kahuna. That he's so distraught about this mace that he can't be on a drag of kahuna anymore. That he can't have anything special anymore. That he can't say, I have a high madriga of Kedusha, and I'm worried about my high madriga when I have this mace here. So it's Davka to forget about his own uniqueness and high madriga and mechal his Kedusha. That is a big, little philosophical Rambam then. I mean, I don't see any other. I can see another way to explain it. Fine. That's the Rav says. You know, I think what other people say is that. No. For the Kohenis, the Yisrael, and the Levi, Mistama, they'll do whatever is necessary. So the Torah doesn't need to command them. For the Kohen, the Torah needs to command them to be Nitma, because otherwise the Torah is afraid he might refrain. But the Rav says no. For the Kohen, it's Mechalas Kedusha. Yisrael doesn't have Kedusha, therefore it's not existentially significant to be Nitma, and therefore the Yisrael doesn't have to be Nitma. Okay, but in any case, we pass like the common sense approach of the Rosh. Dalet, Eloyar, Torah, Shem, Kamri, Lahem. Okay, this is in the Parsha, right? We all went to Shul yesterday, hopefully. Ishto Nesua, Sheik Sheira. So there are seven, right? The six are Mefurish of the Pesukim. The other is learned from the Sheira, Karomi Love, right? Ishto Nesua, only Nesua, remember, not Arusa. So Arusa is not, it's a legal thing, but they're not really intimately bound up yet. Only she's Sheira, Lo Yitama Baal Baal Mavle Chalo, Vol Psula or Grusha Arusa, Lo One Gulatami La. If she's only an Arusa, that's not close. If she's divorced, obviously they have no relationship. What if she's Psula, she's a Grusha, or a Chalala, or a Zona, etc.? Then, since that marriage is not allowed, it can't create any, meaning, the Kiddushin are Toface. But the halacha doesn't recognize the bond between them since they shouldn't have that bond, and therefore there's no aninos and no toma and no avelos. Like when she's only narusa or grusha or psula, she doesn't have any avelos towards him. Since they're not supposed to be married, we don't recognize that bond in creating a chiv avelos. Metame l'imo, or here chiv toma. Metame l'imo filum is chala, but his mother, even if she's a halala, I mean, here's the point. When we say he's not matami to his wife, she's pasul, it's not because she's a gavra who's pasul. It's because he's not allowed to marry her. But if his mother is pasul, let's say his mother became a halala, then he's still allowed to be her son. And therefore, the fact that gavra is pasul doesn't take away Thomas Kohenim. It's only, it's not like, you might have been having, if she's a halala, she no longer gets privileges of heter tuma. No, chashol, she's his mother or his boy or his sister. I don't care what her status is. She's still related. And they're allowed to be related. Related is a fact, right? Only a wife who you choose to marry and you were not allowed to marry her or not allowed to stay married to her. In that case, you have no privilege or obligation of Thomas Kohenim because you shouldn't be married. Okay, no veto to Kimli Shabbat. But those are his kids, if he's sure they're full term and they're not an Eiffel, Oshay Shloshim Ve'Elah, or can they live 30 days? I feel like Psulim. Again, kids, even if they're puzzle. Chotz Mimno, even a Chalo Chalala, Chotz Mimno, be the Mishifcha Kusis. Unless it's his daughter or son, his kid, through a non-Jewish woman or a Shifa Knanis, because halachically they're not considered related to him, right? If a Jewish man marries a non-Jewish woman, Shifa being the same for our purposes, the kids are not related to him, right? What Pasuk tells us that about the Shifa? Ha'ishavi ladat yeladu neha. And what Pasuk tells us that about the non-Jewish woman? There's 3 days in Tosfos how to read this drasha, right? He got Sirat bin coming acharai, and it doesn't say he tosser's bin coming acharai. Okay, but we know this already. Only a paternal, meaning a full brother or sister, or through the same father, meaning the same last name, that's considered the same family, right? Halacha. Halacha goes by last names when I was a kid. That mishpachas av is kriya mishpacha. Afilohim psulim. Again, even the psulim, not a wife, is fine because that doesn't make it wrong to be related to them. Elam came to the shifa kusis again. Unless my father had another kid with a shifa or kusis, then I'm not related to them. But a half brother or sister from the mother, that doesn't count because it's not the same mishpacha in halacha. If my sister got meresis to someone, even if she's a basula, I can't be matamei her. That's machlokes danar. In Yavamos, that's a paskin. I feel here rusa kohen. Even if she's a rusa to a kohen, doesn't matter. Once she's a rusa, then already she leaves the family. There's no heter to kohen v'lo lanusim futa, or she's not a basula anymore. Even if she never got married, just a nusim futa, she slept with a man in some way. Avol matamei lachos arusha is garsha. But if she was a rusa and then got divorced, she's still a basula. She's no longer married to anyone. He can be matamei for her. Ubogeris, if she's a bogeris, even though kohen gadol can't marry bogeris, she's not a full basula. That's for Kohen Gadol. She is considered enough basula for regular Kohen. Mukas eight. There is a artificial removal of basulim. It doesn't matter if she's still a basula enough for Thomas Kohen purposes. Okay, this is a big machlokes achronim. Have a shemeres yavam, right? Meaning a Kohen dies and his wife, without kids, his wife is falls before his brother to do Gibam and Shemeres. They're waiting to do Gibam or Chalitza. Obviously, if he did Gibam, he'd be a wife. If he did Chalitza, they'd be unrelated. What about in between while they're waiting? So this is a big machlokes. Mida Arisa, the Pashup shot is that he is not Metame for Shemeres Yavam because she's not his wife. She's just waiting to possibly 50-50 be his wife. However, the machlokes, whether it be Drabanan, maybe they made her like a Mace Mitzvah because since he is responsible for her, no one else is. Maybe if he doesn't take care of the burial, no one else will. And she's like a Mace Mitzvah, Midrabanan. The model of that is of a Kohen marries a Katana. Remember Kiddushei Mion, right? If there's a Katana who's an orphan, who's already 11 years old, then she has to get married. She's in a big rush. Then Midrabanan, she can get married with her relative's permission. Even though it's not Tofes Midaraisa. And they say, well, since she's married to this Kohen, if she dies, he can bury her because she's like a Mace Mitzvah, because her other family is going to say she's married. It's not our problem. So maybe here also, or the other relatives can say, she's a Shemesh Yavim Tamei, not our problem. So this is a big machlokas Rishonim, big machlokas Achronim. Basically, everyone on the page has a different way about this, about Shemesh Yavim. Without getting into, that's when it comes to Avelus. When it comes to here, that's by Avelus is a big machlokas. Over here, when it comes to a Shomer Siyavim, that is, even though it's a bit of a deal, but we assume like the Shulchan Aruch, he's the Tami term. Why? Because no one else cares about her, because he inherits her. And even though, even if it says in her Ksuba that if he dies, she's Shomer Siyavim, her father gets the money back, nonetheless, they made a plug that since normally he gets all the he inherits all the money, he's responsible for. Okay, hey, Kol Eila, there's a lot of the details which are not necessarily so halachu maisa in the, or don't come up all the time in the Nosa Kelim here. Halachu maisa, this becomes very, very tricky when it comes to the question of the sister, right? Because the sister, you know, there's a sensitive issue nowadays, depends on her status. Not just her marital status, we don't have Irisin nowadays because we do Irisin and Suin at the same time. Once you do Suin, everyone assumes she has the din Be'ula. There's no rule, maybe it's only Rabbanan, but once you do Suin, we assume you're Be'ula, regardless of what happens. So if his sister got married, then he can't go to her funeral. If his sister is single, then he can go to her funeral. But what if you got a Be'ula? Nowadays, even in the old days, there's such thing as Irisin Mufuta. Nowadays, depending on what circles you travel in, and within all circles, not everyone's a basula. We have a chazak in Meikara. You have a nice Beis Yaakov girl who's born a basula. You assume that, you know, if she's now 19 years old and unmarried, she's still a basula until proven otherwise. But you understand that sometimes, you know if someone's a basula or not. Sometimes, if you're in non-Beis Yaakov circles, sometimes if you are in different circles, it's hard to assume that someone's a basula because that's not the lifestyle nowadays. So this gets very, very tricky, which is why sometimes, the rub, if you have a not so firm family, instead of trying to make drushu with the hakiras, we'll just say, the brothers stand outside at the funeral. Etc. And easier than trying to get into all the details.
Ramosha is not married.
What?
Ramosha assumes that you assume that she's
in other cases, yeah. The truth is Ramosha was talking a long time ago. Nowadays, it's I'm not saying there's no such thing as the basula nowadays in non-firm circles. There are people who are socially handicapped. But it's not Makabal. In Rav Moshe's days, it was Makabal to be a basula. It's just that some people had a wild lifestyle. Nowadays, if you're not from, it's not even a lechatchila to refrain from premarital sex, meaning that's considered, old-fashioned. And, we suspect you of being, a radical right-wing fascist if you, refrain from premarital sex. Regardless, by now, I think everyone would agree that it's hard to make assumptions in the non-firm world just because it's not like, you're a bad person if you engage in premarital sex. No. In the non-firm world, that's considered a good person. Not everyone's equally social. But now the non-firm world is considered being a good person. So it's hard to say, what cheskes kashrus or anything like that. Forget how firm you are. That's what good people do. So it's tricky nowadays, but start talking it on from people on who's a basula, who's not a basula, and it gets very, very awkward. Which is why you have to approach this bechachma, and you have to approach this bechachma, and maybe assume that at least in non from circles, I'm not saying in from circles everyone's a basula. Well, at least the vast majority of people, that's the normal mahalach, that's the standard mainstream mahalach. But a nun from circles, you know, you just perhaps have to just say, oh, well, you know, to the funeral, parents go, you know, the father goes, but the brothers don't, because the heter is for the father, not for the brothers. Instead of getting into all the details. Okay, hey.
Sorry, where do we
see
the
Bula
Nusa?
Velola Anusa Umafuta. Umafuta. Anusa Umafuta means someone who's a Bula, not through marriage. the Sifhei. Ko'elu Shem Etame Lohem. Afil Shalom Tzorach. Yeshem Davka Lit Tzorach. Okay, this is really the classic nafkamina of Hutra Dechuya. When we say, at least the Pashtas, when we say, is this Hutra Dechuya? One nafkamina might be that we're the Shavah Kohen. But the whether it's Dechuya by the mitzvah of Abitz, or really by any mitzvah, perhaps, but the thing is available, so not in fighting your opponent, as we mentioned earlier. What about the classic nafkamina Hutra Dechuya? Can you do it if unnecessary? Hutra means you can do it if it's not necessary. Dechuya means only if it's necessary. L'chor, the Dechuya that we're dealing with here is not the Dechuya by mitzvah Sadevus, but the Dechuya by mitzvah Sfura. Right? So here, the Torah brings down that most Rishonim hold, even Shalol Tzorach, the Ramban, and the Rush. However, the Tosos and Psachim held, we're not sure if Tosos hold this all over Shas, but the Tosos and Sachem holds that it's the Chuya. So here we have, we can add the Ramban and the Rush. And we can add here the Tosos and Sachem. Although again, the simple pshat is the Chuya al Yedei Mitzvahs Kvura. The Chuya al Yedei Mitzvahs Kvura. And therefore, what does Tosos say? Only for the needs of burial. Like to bring him the Aron and the Tachrichim and to bury him and to transport the body, etc. Well, the Russian, no, it's Hutra. The Torah says you can't be a Tavri stranger, you can be a Tavri for a relative. How do we paskin? This is a big nafkamina. Call Elish and Matamil and Machil Shalo Litzorah, the Yesham or Dr. Litzorah. Okay, so how would the Machaber paskin here? What would the rule be? What? Stam Yeshomrim. The halacha would be like the stam. So the simple pshat of the machaber would say it's much even shalot zorech. Add for a ma, who was very shona, feel a mason lace for shabbos, she after recovered by yom. According to the story, shona, who says hutra, even if the base died on Shabbos, and there's nothing you can do that day, that would zorech, kvura. Sure, in the time of shalot shona, there's a little bit of lezoin. You can still be with Tommy, just like be in the room and like watch the mace, because it won't be like a lezoin to be left alone. Avinachon, but halacha leisa. What is the machaber? Rama paskim. Not halacha b'sorach. Rona shlo tamshav. So kfur lo harbi lo ordin tachruki. Tachrifin says Rama. Avinachon lahaber means it's not a vinyra gemur. That isn't gomer to rely on the first day, like haber seems to be machria. But the proper practice, at least for Ashkenazim, is to be machmir according to Rama, not to only do it for tzorach of kfura or needs of kfura, like ordin tachrifin. Not even for the tzorach of shmirah. Only for the Tzorach of Kvura, that's considered a real Tzorach Kvura, which we see that the Tzorach seems to be the mitzvah, the Chia seems to be Kvura. Here, it's still very, very super controversial. Because the Shach says, very pithy, Shach, Nikudus HaKetzah, but Iker Kstori Shon, B'chinim Menega Pashat. Says, no, the Menega is half like the first Tzorach. So here we have a big nafkamina, afilu shalol litzorech, or rak litzorech. And what are the poskim to go with this? This seems to be the mechaber. Well, this is the Yesh Omrim in the mechaber, but the stam the mechaber. And this is the Ramah nochol mahachmir, but the shach in the Nekudas HaKesef says, no, it's not nochol mahachmir. The minix begin to legamrei. And Hayomazen, the Gesher Chaim, he's not machriya between these two opinions. Right? He doesn't say which opinion we follow. Although in the modern day books, the Achronim are a little nervous about this and are mostly machmir, like the Ramah. However, if you look at the Pesach Chimps, we've done Dalit, he quotes from the Derech HaChaim. He doesn't say they're chayim. He says Hagom Zal Milisa, the sinner's tefilah shalom. Who's the going Milisa? The Nesivus, the going Milisa. I guess that was his town. And his sitter is called Derech HaChayim. So in his sitter, he writes, Mikol Makom B'chol Mortal Yos Beis HaMeis. You can be in the room with the mace on a weekday. Because even though there are other people, that's clear. Even when we say it's only Mitzvah Tzarech, it's Mitzvah Tzarech even though other people are available. But it's a mitzvah on him to do it. And he says there,
he makes a compromise, says, even according to the day that it says you're only Litzorech, to be in the room with him on a weekday is considered Litzorech because you always might need something. Okay, here it gets a little tricky, like what might you need on a weekday? Nowadays, you know, the Yishuv makes here the Arm of the Prichim, but nonetheless, since, you know, most Rishonim seem to hold like the first day,
Most Rishonim seem to hold like the first day, and even the Rambam, who says the Chuyas, he says the Chuyim Mishavad Velas, it's not so clear he didn't read the Tosfos Tzach.
He may say it's the Chuyim Mishavad Velas, so therefore for Avelos you have to be in contact with them and be close to the mace. He doesn't say it's the Chuyim Mishavad Kvura, so it could be that the Rambam, even though he holds the Chuyah, might be like the Rambam on the Rich here. So Chuyim by Avelos, Avelos applies whether you're the first or not. You're still Avelos.
But in any case, the Lemaisa, I think we can rely on this. The Gesher Chaim also quotes this Nesivas.
We can rely on this Nesivas, even though it's Nochamah, you know, even if we want to be Machmer on Shabbos, we can be Makel on a weekday. Actually, even someone wants to be Makel on Shabbos, you know, it's not so Pashut, but it would be more proper to be Machmer on Shabbos just out of Suffolk, and there are some Achronim who are Machmer like the Ramah. But on weekdays, at least, since the Shach says we're Makel, Machabah says we're Makel, and the Ramah says Nochamah, at least on weekdays, we also have the Nesivas.
Then you don't need to be so machmer. Okay, but on Shabbos it would be proper to be machmer like the Rama. Nowadays it doesn't come up that much because usually, you know, as soon as someone dies, the Chevra Kadisha takes them away and then you show up at the funeral. And the funeral is already considered Tzarek Kvur. To go to the funeral is considered Tzarek Kvur. But, you know, if the Nafkin would be, if the mace is in the house and you're waiting for the Chevra Kadisha, so then, on Shabbos, it would be good to be machmer like the Ramah. But on a weekday, you could be Mako because the Nesiva says everyone's Mako on a weekday, even though it's a stretch.
Nowadays, Shabbos, you have to be the time most likely.
The truth is, it's funny. Nowadays, Shabbos is not the only time you're stuck with the body in health. So the Chevra Kadisha comes right away. So there would be a real nafkamina, right? Someone's relative died in the house. Cohen's relative. Died in the house on Shabbos. So what should they do in this case? Because according to the Rambam, they have to leave that. They can't move the mace, right? The mace is Motza. According to the Rambam, they should leave their house on Shabbos. And according to the Mechaber and the Shach, says no problem, just stay home on Shabbos. It's no problem. So it's a good question. It would seem that... according to the Ramah, one should be Machmir. Abshara could be, since the Shah says that Softamalatze is only Rabbana, and they close the door to the room with the mace, then it's now only Softamalatze on the rest of the house. And that, according to the Shah, is only Rabbana. And so I said, no, but Sazlahat Yals, and maybe, but Mako. In that case, especially given the Shah, okay, maybe if there's another Sazlahat Yals, one could be Mako. And the Maisa, I think people are making about this. Even though, you know, it's not every day that a coin rolls and dies on Shabbos at home. You know, it doesn't happen every day. You know, it would seem. Certainly, L'chor in the hospital, I would think that, you know, again, I don't know exactly how it works in Israel, America. The coin's relative dies in the hospital on Shabbos. L'chor, that's circular. You know, it's a goyish hospital. He has to stay in the room to make sure that they call the Chevra Kadisha properly and don't do anything, you know, that that's against our that's against our mesorah. Okay, vav. Any matanim lehem ela ad sheyistom hagolel. The Torah is only water until stimas hagolel. What is stimas hagolel? So, stimas ha-golel is a big machlokes, exactly what golel means. The there are two or three deos. The Shach here has a long essay. What's a golel? Remember, a golel is one of the things that's atomic. What's a golel? What? It's a machlokas. What does Rashi say? What is a golel? What does Rashi say? What? Kisoy ha'arum, the lid of the arum. And here the Shach says, don't believe everything that you hear from the Ramban, right? Don't believe everything that you hear from the Ramban. The Ramban understood that means even at home, once you nail down or you close permanently the Arum, that's the Masagolam. That also means Avelo starts then. That would be a very big finish. Says the Ramban, Afilu Babayas, but says the Shach, no, that's not what Rashi meant. How could it be if you close the Arum at home, that's the Masagolam? Well, that's ridiculous. You haven't buried him yet. He says, no. It means stimas ha'arum the kever. If he's in the kever and you put the lid down, that's stimas ha'golel. Meaning, in America, it'd be when you lower the coffin into the grave. Now it's covered in the grave. And in Israel, that would be when you put cinder blocks on top of the mace so that the dirt doesn't go on his face disrespectfully. That would be stimas ha'golel for Rashi. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Tam says, Evan shenosim al ha'kever. What is Evan shenosim al kever? It doesn't mean the matzeva. No, what it means is that the covering, the full covering of the grave for Rabbeinu Tam is they would put a stone on it. It's not clear. Is that really the same as the Shach's Rashi? It seems to be not. He's arguing with Rashi. Simple shot is Rashi is as soon as you cover. Then the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you finish burying. Basically, we don't put an Evan on top. What it means when you fill in the grave, when you put the dirt on the grave. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. He says, no, it means Evan shenostem al hakever, which would mean nowadays when you fill in the dirt on the kever. Because we don't put an Evan, but it doesn't have to be an Evan. That would be stimas hagolos. So the Chor nowadays, most of our Chorim understand that's Rabbeinu Tam, but not me, to Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, because we really follow the Shach, is very slight. Is it when you first cover him in the ground or finish covering him in the ground? It's like a 5 minute difference. That would be the nafkamina would be, are the Kohanim allowed to, you know, keep digging once he is already, once he's already in the ground. Agav, by the way, there is a, there's a third opinion in the, that they found in many of the Gaonim, which is not on the daf of the, and doesn't come up much in the Nosei Kelim here, which is that maybe Golel means when they used to bury in caves, the stone that blocked the entrance to the cave. They would roll a big stone into the entrance to the cave, put another stone to wedge it in, and maybe that's a Golel. You know, they're closing the door of the cave. Okay, that, I don't know what that would be in modern day terms, because we don't bury in caves anymore. Anyway, you only have until stimas ha golel, the Shach quotes the Bach, who says that he's machmer like Rashi, at least for these purposes. According to that, the heter would only be until you started covering him, not until you finished covering him. The Kohanim would have to not, basically, they'd have to not shovel at that point.
Would they have to leave the cemetery?
Yes. Yeah, it's, I'm looking at what the modern day firms say about this. But I'm not. I don't know what chapter it is here. Whether they agree with this hachra, because in the next sim we seem to agree a little differently. Okay, maybe we'll come back to the next sim, so we can move weiter. Okay, the after Amavim Daikel from also Mortal Tamil Tzarchat Shish to Bo Shemi. If they bury him temporarily because they couldn't get to the main grave, then the heter extends till they bury him permanently until they put him in his real grave. Zion also the this time of the Mesa field, but Ishmael time of the Krova. This is a tremendous machlok to be shown. I'm swallowing and need your help to include the word. If a coin is already tame, can he be nitma again? Like, if a coin is tahar, he can be tame, right? But what if he's already tame? We have four deos in the Rishonim if the coin is already tame. What are the four deos in the Rishonim if the coin is already tame? The most manual dea is the Ravid. Says the Ravid, and Nitma Ham Achas Mutter Li Tame Shtov. Although, what did the Nevi Huda say? He says, well, the Mishnah Melech says Mutter, I think maybe it's only for Malchus. Right? So even that is very controversial. Says the Mishnah Melech Mutter, not possible, same within the Ravid. Says the Dagul Mervava, the Nevi Huda says Asur. Okay, what's the next daya? The next daya is Rabbeinu Tam, maybe Rashi also. Right, because I'm Sofer says also Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, maybe also Rashi. No. In Nitma, Hayom. If you remember yesterday, then he has more coming to be tummy today. He can't be tummy today. If he's already tummy today, then it's not adding anything to be tummy again today.
The dog or his head doesn't lie.
No, it's only the right. Then comes the Ramban and the Rush and the Raven in another place, but the Raven is also Sosur himself. The Raven and the bottom of the Riff and Mako says like the Ramban and the Rush. The Ramban and the Rush. And others, and the Ravid in Maseches Makos, which is again yet another reason not to be subject too much to this Ravid, because this is the Ravid which the Torah says something to interpretation, but in Makos is important like the Ramban. They say no. Only Bishah She Mitame Lekrovo Mutter Litame Gam Lemes Acher. Even if he's Nitma today, then he don't have to be Nitma again. However, at the time he's carrying his father, he can also walk over someone else's grave. Because at the same time, it's no worse being Nitma to two Mason than to one Mason. And the Rambam is even more mockering than this. The Rambam is no head towards your Afilu Bisha'a Shemetame Lekrovo Asur Litame. Basically, the Ram says there's no heter whatsoever. No heter whatsoever. Okay, so we have four deos. The Ram says there's never a heter to just, oh, infar. What do they say in Hebrew? Infar asbar. Right. Well, what's the difference at this point? The Ram says, at the time he's carrying his relative, or he's in the room with his relative, then it's no worse if there's another base. But the moment he separates from his relative, he can't touch any other or go in the room with any other base. They're in time and maybe Rashi say, no, on that day, once he's coming that day, he can do whatever he wants that day. But tomorrow he has no heter. And the Ravid, at least in one place, maybe says that once he's coming, he has a heter forever, which would be a very, very big kula. But you see how it's a Jesus Yach and it's a steer in the Ravid, and we're not even sure what this Ravid is. So it's very hard to call that even a suffix. Halacha Maisa, how do we paskin? Says the Mechaber. Asher l'koin l'shtami l'meis afilu be'eshim etami l'krovav. Whoa, the Mechaber is like the Rambam, which is not so crazy. He often follows the Rambam. Even at the moment he's metame the crow, be keeping it in lace. The fika coin shemeso mate certainly zoro the cover, but so based on first conditionally, he cut it the base at first, but he's time to grow a hair and shake more meso. Therefore, the coin has to bury his mace at the edge of the cemetery. Why? So that he won't walk over other graves and be nitma while he's burying his mace. Again, the Lashon Mechaber is pretty clear. It's Lashon the Rambam. The coin, you notice Kohanim's grave are always at the edge of the cemetery. Why? And that's when the Kohen can come a year later and look at his father's grave. It's because even at the time of burial, the Kohen wants to be there for the burial, and he can't walk over another grave even while he's carrying his father. However, the Ramah says, No, this Isser is, he makes it sound like he's modifying the Mechaber. It's a derech that I'm off to try and make it sound like he's modifying the Mechaber. He's clearly disagreeing. No, only after he separates from his mace. Only after he lets go of his mace. Then it's also with another mace. So much of the time, but as long as he's osig mace, so long as he's in contact with his mace, maga, masa, or ohel with his mace, right? He's walking, you know, with his, carrying his father's body with his hand over his father's body. Then he's also allowed to walk over other graves. But the moment he lets go of his father, he can't be in another grave. Basically, the Ramah is like, Rabban is rushed the tour, practically spoke the tour, etc. So it's machlok has seen the Mechaber and the Ramah says Shach in Sivkat and Yud Beis. He says the Bach says even Baalichos al Hosef Toma B'chinir Das Mechaber B'chin Kaz V'terzav Nachal Hachmi Sfarzuv Avodani Melech Meikel Adaber. He brings a big machlokas. He says that Avodani Melech is Meikel, but the Bach and the Ater Zohar, which is Lulvosh. Flip. Yeah. The Avodani Melech is Meikel like the Ramah, but the Bach and Lulvosh are Machlok. The Avodani Melech means Avodani Melech from the bottom of the rush. It used to be called Avodani Melech. So it's a big machlokas ad hayom hazeh. It's a big machlokas ad hayom hazeh how we paskin. Not so clear. Lemaisa, the difference is very, very slight. Why is the difference very slight? Because once machlokas, everyone agrees, once he separates from his mace, he can't be nit ben any other mace, which means that everyone agrees he can't bury his mace in the middle of the cemetery. Because even though the Ramah and the Mazani Melech holds it's much to walk into the cemetery with his father or other relative, he can't walk out. But unless on the way out, he was very cheerful and amazed, etc. But that's not always so practical. The mice of the minig is that Kohanim do not walk into the cemetery among the other graves when they bury the relatives. They bury at the edge of the cemetery. Why? Because A, the Mechaber is Machaber and the Bach Lavosh hold away, and even for the Ramah, it's not necessarily so practical to be Nizhar. Because what that means is that they can go in, but they have to have a clever way out. And that means even on the way into the cemetery, they can't just walk near the body over the other graves or under trees from the other graves. Only they have to be touching or carrying or have their hand in the airspace of the body of their relative. And it's really Lemaisa, it's not so practical to use the kula of Ramah.
Why are the dead bodies in the cave? Somebody said they're buried underneath.
Why are they in the tamei if they're buried under the ground? Because they're in a kever satum. And a kever satum is metamei and doesn't block the tumah. Really, mimanashaf. They're either tumah ritsutsa or kever sasum. Tumah ritsutsa means if there's not a tefach of space where they're buried, that's called crushed tumah, and then the tumah goes up. Or if there is a tefach of space, then it's called the kever sasum, like a tomb, right? And that's even worse. Because tumor tzutza, if there's no tefach of space, then the tumor goes up from the body. If there is a tefach of space, then that tefach of space is considered a room that's called the kever sasum of a tomb, and the tumor goes up from the whole tomb, even where the body wasn't, even like on the side of the body. So anyway, cemeteries are problematic. Anyway, lemaisa, at funerals nowadays, basically if the kohanim are burying their relative, then they go to the funeral parlor for the hespedim, etc., and they walk, but when they actually get to the cemetery, when they bury, they stay on the road of the cemetery, and they bury them at the edge, and they don't go into a place with all the graves, and really the difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah is very, very slight. Halacha lemaisa. However, the Gesher Chaim quotes from the Shelus Yavetz from Yahu Emvin that there's one case he thinks where even the Mechaber would agree with Ramah. In what case would even the Mechaber agree with Ramah? If it was necessary to be nitva to two dead bodies at the same time. Like, for example, let's say they had to go, I don't pick up their relative's body from someplace where there's another body in the same place. But like the only way to get to their relative is to be in that in a room with two bodies. Then if you have no choice, then that is then you can say that's the chuya. And if there's no other option, or let's say a weird case where, like, you know, I don't know, there is no place else they can possibly bury their relatives except someplace where you have to go, like, you know, like, I don't know, the Goyim, Goyish country, they only allow the Jews one place in the cemetery. Until next year. You know, and that place is under a tree that that overhangs other graves, etc. Then you'd be Makel, because if you have no choice, then you can then you can be Makel and assume that it's Nidcha. But in a normal case, the Kohanim, basically, they just bury at the edge, and they don't go over other graves. That's the minhag halacha l'maisa. Ches koin shapirsha avosim dakri tzibur konam soros ein matami. Right? The father's a moser. He betrays the Jews to the anti-Semitic government. He's not matami him because he's a Russia. The lola, meaning whenever there's no habilus, there's no heter tumas koin. The lola rubi bezden, because then he's big Russia. The lola mishva amel tola das, or a suicide. The lola, okay, all these things. The koin is not, all these things, the koin is not, Matami. Basically, what this means is, if the father's a Russian Marusha and has no Avelus, then the Kohen is no Heter of Tumas Kohen, or whatever relative. Okay, this also gets very, very tricky. What does this mean nowadays in terms of, you know, some non-form people, right? There's a non-form family whose last name is Kohen, and the father dies, and the father doesn't keep Shabbos, and the father eats treif, and the kids don't keep Shabbos, they eat treif, et cetera, et cetera. So that means the kids can't go to the father's levaya because he's a Russia. Okay, so often we say Pinuk Shemishba, and he's not considered a real Russia. You know, to what extent do you rely on that for Issa Doraisa, Tomas Kohanim? Is, you know, we're so sure that we're relying for Issa Doraisa, Tomas Kohanim, so the Chazanish is willing to rely on Pinuk Shemishba for Issa Doraisa. When you're convinced that it's a real proper case of Pinuk Shemishba, of course, it gets a little tricky because there are real Pinuk Shemishbas where the Chazon Ish, even for Easter, the Raisa relies on this. And then there are cases where we stretch and we say, well, you know, still sit up Avos because they're not, you know, in the modern day world, you know, we don't know it's really such a Russia, etc. Still sit Shiva. What's it to us? And this gets very, very sensitive. Lemaisa, you know, whatever, you know, you have an Orthodox family and one kid went off the derech and he's not from at all. And unfortunately he dies. So can the parents go to the funeral? If he's a Russia. And, you know, so we find the snarra to sit Shiva because we say, well, he's not really Tinuk Shanishva. But, you know, in the modern day world, it's like Tinuk Shanishva, et cetera. It gets very tricky. It gets very, very tricky. I think many people are, you know, whatever. I mean, you understand the sensitivity involved. Strictly, one should really be machmir Tomas Kohen. And if it's not like a Tinuk Shanishba, you know, as it were, then the Kohanim should not be, the relative should not really be Nitma. But, you know, each case is different and you need to use your, use your judgment. But not so posh.
There are ways to go to funeral without being nitma.
Correct. There are ways to go to funeral without being nitma. Like what do Kohanim do nowadays? What do Kohanim do if their cousin passes away? They stand outside and
not go all the way up.
No, I mean, so if it happened at the funeral home during the state. Right? No, in the burial, so maybe if you're not going to the middle of the cemetery and it's at the edge anyway, you just stand next to, you know, and you watch. You don't have to be the one to shovel the dirt. That's not a big deal. The question is more in the funeral hall.
A lot of people go as nothing.
Correct. But again, it would be funny for the parents to be there, right? So again, it's a sensitive issue. You know, one has to use their common sense. If you ask me, I think that, you know, unless you can really, it's a classic Tinuk Shanishva, even after the Chiddush that the Chazon Ish is Makel. But he's Makel for Shem Daraisa, right? He says the Shechit of a Tinuk Shanishva is Kasher, he's Makel even for Shem Daraisa, right? Chash of a potential Shem Daraisa, perhaps. He's Makel. I'm pretty sure, I mean, again, this doesn't happen all the time. I think it would be Machel, it's written by a Tinuk Shanishva. Oh, weird case. The or maybe not made this more complicated. Okay, take that back. That's its own mom. This lemaisa, I think me'ikradin, we have to be a little more machber to maskoni. You would say it's a shiva. Doesn't actually mean you have to maskoni, but in real life, you have to know your crowd and use your judgment. Okay, the whole discussion about stakos.
Rabbiner?
Yes.
The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch are people who are poorish midrachim. Tzibor uses like pretty severe examples of Moser, Haruga, Beitzin. Do we know that it applies to a stam, not from person?
Right. The problem is that if you go back to Shinem, etc., and see the other examples, then it really it seems to apply to them also. So it's a or. Maybe not that far back, but you go back to, let's say, a Shin Mem Hei called Porsche Midarkit Tzibur, right? That's the same Lashon. Porsche Midarkit Tzibur. The Hengman Lashon, which are Porkul Mitzvos Me'al Tzavaram, etc. Maria Kmechorin La'atzvam, Sharumos. Ben Chorin is, none of us are old enough to know. What would they call a Chiloni before the word Chiloni? They call them Fry in Yiddish or Chofshi. HaChofshiim, right? If you look at Rav Kook, there's no Chilonim and Datiyim. There's Haridim and Chofshiim. Haredi doesn't mean what we mean by Haredi nowadays, it means dati. And chofshi means what we call chiloni. So if you go back and Shin Mem Hei, use the same phrase portion of Darkin Sefer, and he expands someone who just doesn't keep the Torah. And over here, it's only a kigon, some examples. So I hear the taina, but it's a, you know, I think the pashrim shot is it means what it means of Shin Mem Hei. So, okay, that is a sensitive issue. You know, it's not, you know, okay. You have to figure out when to say, you know, I think that you should say Shiva, but not be Nitma. And when to not say anything and say, okay, maybe there's some sort of svaras that nowadays not the same as the old days. And after all, they're not a Moser and they're not a Mises Bezdin and they're just like a regular non-from person. Everyone's not from nowadays, it's not the same, etc. Okay, you have to use your judgment. Below the suffix, which is Abra Vlad, Vlad, Chaverto, Soviet, Testament, the Dalachim. What if the suffix were related? Suffix relative, there's no hetero Thomas Kodim, suffix the Raisal Chomra. So, for example, you mix up the babies in the hospital, or a woman gets married without waiting 3 months, and you don't know who if the father's the first guy or the second guy. Nowadays, you could do a DNA test, paternity test. Okay, and then there's a. There's some discussion here in the base. Yaakov says maybe a suffix father is different, but we don't assume that way. Test ain't a common time even when a chaim yavlo the etzmas with Cohen is not the time for part of his father, only for a whole father. Bechena malakin at some time of Laban. Likewise, if he digs up the bones like in the old days, they dig up the bones and rebury them. Not the tami. Afisha shibra kayemis, even though there's still a spine. Right, it has to be a full person. How full? Chosherman of culture. Even if the body's missing a little, I feel munachet slow. Even if the body's missing a little, one finger chopped off and it's there. It's just not attached. Right? The ain't a matamilo. He still can't be matamilo his father. She ain't matamilo shalom, only if he's shalom. This is exeris custom. I'm not sure philosophically I understand why this is. But only if the father's shalom. If the father's chaser, let's say, you know, you have a terrorist attack, someone's blown up, chas for shalom, or whatever the case, then the coin's not matami. Again, he goes to the funeral and stands outside, and he, you know, but he's not in the ohel or touches the mace. The Yeshman, however, Yeshman, this is only true if he was cut after Misa. But if he lost a limb or part of his body when he was alive, that's called Shalim. Why? Shalim means like when he was alive. That's actually the drasha, like when he was alive. So if he lost a finger when he was alive, then that's him. He doesn't have a finger. So he's Shalim. That's who he is. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is machria like this, Yesh Omrim. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is machria like this, Yesh Omrim, because he doesn't bring a different Yesh Omrim. Okay, this is very controversial. I don't know, Rav Moshe and some Ration on Aleph is machria and assumes we don't know in this Yesh Omrim. This is just the Yesh Omrim. We say if he had lost any part of his body when he was alive, he can't be Nitma. Rishon on Aleph and the Yerush Moshe. Aleph. Yordea. But the Gesher Chaim and most modern day Sfarim assume that, no, we hold it this Yesh Omrim. It's not a Stam Yesh Omrim. It's one halacha and then only a Yesh Omrim. There's a basic halacha and only a Yesh Omrim about this. And most poskim assume we hold like this Yesh Omrim. That's the Gesher Chaim Paskin that, no, if his father is the same father or other relative when he was alive, that's good enough, even if he lost a finger in a work accident 30 years ago. But if, however, when he was killed, he was mutilated, and now it's not the same person who goes when he was alive, then there's no heter of Tomas Kohenim. He adds, "Me Yishomer Shein Matarvin L'Horig D'Mikri Chaser." Sometimes you say anyone who is killed violently is called Chaser, because when someone's killed violently, then, like you, they lose something, as it were. And now, what does it mean? It doesn't mean they chop their head off. That's obvious, because they were stabbed to death. Even though when you stab someone, excuse me for being gory, when you stab someone to death, they're not missing anything. But that's called missing because you made a hole in them, as it were. That's also very very controversial. V'nochon l'hachmir. That's also very controversial. L'maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan is mekel if you're sure that he wasn't actually he's not chaser. If you're sure he's not chaser, all the Aruch HaShulchan is mekel. Not everyone agrees. But the Aruch HaShulchan is mekel if not a stam harug. A stam harug, loses a little. Excuse me, being boring, shoot someone. So usually they lose a little in the gunshot wound. If you stab someone, maybe not. Again, I'm not a fucking killing people. They're not everyone, but the Aruch HaShulchan is mekel here if you're 100% sure that this is a kind of violent trauma which did not cause any loss of any part of the body. I'll just point out that Pesachei Tshuva here says something which I mentioned earlier, that Agav, we call it Eivor Min HaChai, and he points out that Eivor Min HaChai is usher, even the coins only Eivor Min HaChai. So if they have to amputate a limb of the coin, he can be nitma to that limb. Okay, that was just a side point here. Okay, Shinayin Dal, let's try to at least go a little further, since we start a little late. Mitzvah, Tom's Lane's Mitzvah. Kohen is Nitma for a Mace Mitzvah. Remember, Rashi thinks that's Hutra. Tosos thinks that is Dechuya. Afilu Kohen Gadol V'Nazrael, L'Klishkar, Fiskal, V'Lomos, V'No, Matzah, Mace Mitzvah, he's in a Tami Law, right? Even if this, the garden, he's a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, and a Nazar, and he's on his way to do Bris Milah, Kohen Pesach, no matter what, Mace Mitzvah is Docha, pretty much everything. Bays and your nicker makes mitzvah and yuzel came up to rocho verubo. It's only called makes mitzvah if it's most of the person, meaning krovim has to be all the person. Makes mitzvah has to be most of the person, which most means most of the body plus the head. And once you find the rocho verubo, you can then also be nitma to bury any other piece that you find. That's a fascinating question. Do you need the whole head, or is it enough to have most of the head? I'm not sure. That's a good body shulchan question, right? So we have to look it up. Gimel. Exactly. Okay, there's a very huge anger here, but Pashtus, we don't necessarily pass it that way. He says also for a skull and a spinal column, but not everyone agrees with him. Maybe Mamash will shavurbo. He's always mitzvah. Shemitzol baderech over irshel of the kochavim, right? In the road, there's no one else to be top of him. Or city of goyim, there's no one else to be top with him. Here, there's a big machlok tzavosim. What if the goyim are willing to? What if they're nice goyim and they're willing to bury him? Does this only mean they're mean goyim and they don't want to bury him? Or what if they're nice goyim? They say, yeah, we volunteer for free to bury him. Is he still a mace mitzvah? That's a big machlokas, but the Gesher Chaim says, no, any Yerushal Goyim, even if they're nice Goyim, says we'll give them a proper Jewish burial, all for free out of goodness of our heart, because they're such nice people. It doesn't matter. It's still Zion Mace to be buried by Goyim, and it's a covenant Mace to be buried by Jews, and therefore he's still called a Mace Mitzvah. You can't call any Jews who will answer you and come bury him. Right? Also loves me. Sham, if you find a mace and there are no Jews around, and even if you shout at the top of your lung and there are no Jews around close enough to hear you, also loves me. Sham, lenich the mace, afilu leach irlo habikovrim. You can't even leave him and go bring someone from the city to bury him, because who knows what will happen meanwhile. Elo yit ba'atzvo, the coin should be the metami bikibarenu. Bim Kobram. Okay, pretty posh. Bo b'dei ha'ir. Nyesh l'kol tzorko Moshe es yado. And if people come, if there's enough Yisraelim, the Kohen refrains. Okay, the Rishami sounds like enough Yisraelim, 600,000, but no, pas like that. We say enough Yisraelim is enough to physically bury him. Nowadays, we don't really keep this halacha meis mitzvah. Why? Because we have cell phones, and you can always call the Yisrael and have him come. You don't have to go to the city funny show. You can stay with him, watch the body, and call
And not to mention that the police will arrest you if you just bury the body without calling them first. No, they have cell phones. So it's basically, you don't really have much of the halacha of Meis Mitzvah, except for weird cases. I know someone who told me that once his son was fighting in Lebanon, and someone from his unit was killed in enemy territory, and he was a Kohen, and that was Meis Mitzvah. If he had been in enemy territory, then for sure, the body would be desecrated, so he carried him back till he got within the borders of Israel. And that's the only person I know who ever, like, was a Kohen who's nip on Meis Mitzvah nowadays. It's a very rare circumstance in normal civilian life. You have a cell phone, and you could just call the proper authorities to come deal with it. Hagag Yesh Omer Meinu Motzei Shavua Rak B'Shachar Einu Chayiv Lizkor B'Shalom Tamei Im Yirtze. Whoa, hey, Kula. Let's say the Kohen finds mean Jews who says, sure, we'll bury him for $1,000. And does he have to pay them $1,000, or can he be nitman and bury them? Here, it's a funny thing. Shlomo Zalman Orbach used it in Hil Shabbos and other places this Ramah. He says the Kol Torah Kula principle. It's against the transitive principle or one of those things that we learn in math. I forget which. A coin's not allowing Nitma to save $1,000. So you would think he has to pay $1,000 to not be Nitma. No. He's not chayv to spend money to bury this Jew. Therefore, there's no one else to do it. Once there's no one else to do it, he's allowed to be Nitma for me. It's a funny thing, even though $1,000 is not doche Thomas Kohenim. But what happens, $1,000 means there's no other option because he doesn't have to spend his own money, $1,000, to bury this guy. And therefore, once there's no other option, the only other option is not to bury him, and Meis Mitzvah is doche Thomas Kohenim. Very big chiddush. This could come up in other cases. This could come up in other cases also. You know, I remember someone that one applies the case, you know, yeah, someone's dying and they need food. They're very sick. If they don't get food, they might die. I have food for my Shabbos lunch. Do I have to give them my food or can I cook them food? Says, I can't cook food to have lunch. Says, no, I don't have to give them my lunch. Therefore, I can keep my lunch. Now they don't have food. They're dying. I'm allowed to cook for them. Again, the same principle. And you have to figure out how to apply it. But it's a fascinating idea that you don't always say, if my two options are spending $1,000 or Toma, better to spend $1,000. You have to analyze it logically. Am I kind of to spend my own money on this? If there's a free option, no. Okay, once I'm not spending my money, then it's a Meis Mitzvah. Okay, but that's just by way of a Mary Malcolm. Meis Mitzvah, you didn't want to come to the straw laws, Lina Basar, Ruben, and Son Chan. You're not sure if the Meis is a Goy or a Jew, you go by the Rove. Unless the case of Kavua, we're not getting to Kavua here. The Shach points out this is a foolish Gemara in the second paragraph of Basra. Right, what are they saying? Second paragraph of Basra. Even if there's a Karov, even if there's a Jewish bungalow colony, which is 20 meters away, and there's a Goyish town, which is 100 meters away, you don't say it's from the closest town, the Mace. Rather, you say it's from whichever has the most people. You go by the roof. Where do we get Avelos from? We got Avelos from Thomas Kohenim and the Rabbanon added a little. What did the Rabbanon add? The Odom Sifo Lehem, Achiv Me'imo, his half brother from his mother's side, which has no Thomas Kohenim, but the Rabbanon has Avelos. And his half sister from his mother's side, and whether she's Basula or not, all sisters, or his married sister from his father's side, meaning they added all brothers and all sisters. There's a Shitas Yachid, I think, they bring down. No, maybe they only added something that's one step closer to the Raisa, like a Basula sister from the father's side, from the mother's side. And a married sister from the father's side, but not a married sister from the mother's side. Not a married half-sister. Not a married maternal half-sister, because that's too far from the Raisa. Okay, we don't get that complicated. We say all brothers and all sisters are included. And it makes it very simple. Shem Shem Zalal Ishto Kachos Avelos Alav. And just like the husband has Avelos for his wife, the wife has Avelos for the husband. There's nothing of Thomas Kohenim in there, because women don't have an issue of Thomas Kohenim. But obviously the spouse goes both ways. The Davka Ishto Ksheirun Nesua. But when is there a Velos? Only if the wife is allowed to be married to him and already Nesuin. Avol Psula or Rusa Lo. Avol Bno Bito V'Ach V'Achos V'Afilin Psulim.
However, any other relative, whether Yechus is Pasul or Kasher, doesn't matter. Remember, the problem with a Pasul wife and husband is just that you're not supposed to be married. If any other relative is Pasul, you're still supposed to be related to them, right? You were born that way, and therefore they're still available no matter what their Yechus is. Unless they're your relatives from a Jewish man marrying a non-Jewish woman, because then they're not considered to be a related. Sorry, here's where there's a tremendous machlokes achronim. What about Shemeres Yochum? Shemeres Yochum is the head of Tumas Kohenim. Not since it's as if she's related to you. So it's as if she's a mitzvah mitzvah because everyone else is going to say it's his problem that he inherited the money, so we don't care. I don't know what analogies I would say. Okay, but that's the thing. Would they also go to Abdelos and Shemeres Yochum or only Tumas Kohenim? So that is a tremendous machlokas among all the Nosei Kalim here. I'm not going to even put them on the board, but for example, there's a Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Masas Moshe and the Pesachei Tshuva say there is Avelos. The Perach Mate Aaron Lenechba and the Kesef in the Pesachei Tshuva says there's no Avelos. The Gilui Marsha says there is. The Yad Avraham says there isn't. Halacha Lamaisa, the Ravadia writes that our meaning is not to be a Sabbath for a Shemes Yavam. Halacha Lamaisa, it could happen. Meaning, it would be sad. Right when it's like me, so his brother died. Then they waited 3 months to do Chalitza. And then the widow also died. So does he say Shiva for her? No. Our minag is like the Echron who say there's no Avelos for Shemeres Yavam. There's a fasting Yam Shel Shlomo. And with this, I think we'll have to end. Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes a fascinating Yam Shel Shlomo. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, the famous Yam Shel Shlomo. 2 years ago in Morning Seder, we learned this Yam Shel Shlomo. I don't know who's here 2 years ago Morning Seder. I guess maybe no one here. Says the Yam Shel Shlomo, quoting the Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says, "V'im ha'yilok tati mava yadaito legarsha umesim tochak tat kasev yam shel shlomo prebeis to get into mendal deinim sabalel." What if he was about to divorce her? He just didn't get around to it yet. That's a fascinating question. Again, the other relatives is no divorcing. Okay, parents and siblings and children you're stuck with, right? But you could divorce your wife. So what if he's about to get they don't have a relationship anymore. Just technically, he didn't get around to the word to writing the get yet. Then the Yom Shoshoma that breaks up the relationship. The relationship between husband and wife depends on what's in their hearts, not just what's on the books legally. And therefore, they're no longer considered close, and there's no avelus. That is what the Yom Shoshoma says. Now it's a big machlokes. There are two reasons Achronim disagree with him. Number one, the base mayor says he's wrong. And number two, the Chassam Sofer said, maybe he's right in the old days, older than the Yom Shel Shlomo. He's right before Chayav Rebbe Gershom. Because then, once the husband decided, it was a done deal. Nowadays, there's Chayav Rebbe Gershom. Who cares if the husband decides? It's not up to him. And therefore, now, maybe he would admit they both decided, right? So who cares if he decided? He can decide to divorce her all day long. It doesn't help him. He's still not allowed to divorce her. A man can't divorce his wife against her will. Right. So anyway, so it's not so clear halacha l'maaseh whether he follows Yom Shel Shlomo or not. Maybe it depends if they both want or not. Right? Maybe now Chayav Rebbe Gershom, they both have to agree. Right? So you have three possibilities. It could be that it doesn't matter. Married is married. Could be once he decides, meet the rice, and that's good enough, and they're not married. Or it could be once they both decide, then they're not married anymore. Halacha l'maisa, big machlokas, the Geshra Chaim brings down this Yom Shel Shlomo. The Geshra Chaim brings down this Yom Shel Shlomo. Maybe I'll look at the makeup of Abel. This, by the way, this is not a crazy thing. You know, now it takes go to the Beit Din. It takes a while for all the bureaucracy to divorce. Not a crazy thing. I mean, let's say they both want to get divorced. It's still the bureaucracy takes a few months. It's not such a terrible thing. Let them think about it again. That's a rush. You know, there's a problem if you have a good, if one of them doesn't agree. If they both agree and the bureaucracy takes some time, but do they have to set up a list for each other? They don't like each other anymore. So most people don't want to set up Avelos in that case, right? If they're in the middle of divorce, they're just waiting to sign on the dotted line. They're waiting for the lawyers and for the next appointment, etc. It'll be a little awkward and perhaps even difficult to set up Avelos for each other. And I think the minhag to rely on the Yom Shel Shlomo in this case. I don't mean the husband gets up in the morning and says, I hate you, I want a divorce. No, that That for sure nowadays doesn't count. You know, I don't even know, but once upon a time, that's just stomp people being silly. I think, but if it's very serious, they're already over the tick, and they, you know, they're just waiting to sign on the dotted line. Lemaisa, I think we're making like the Amshel Shlomo. In this case, the trickier part is, what if you have a case of, if they both agree, then many like Amshel Shlomo. What if only one of them agrees? What if it's ego? One of them wants a divorce, the other one doesn't. And, you know, the husband wants a divorce, the wife doesn't. Okay, maybe you could say, yeah, Shlomo Shlomo likes to be Doraisa, that's good enough. Does that really make a difference? I know. What if the wife wants a divorce and the husband behind her? Would you also apply the Yamshel Shlomo? Does the Yamshel Shlomo only mean because it's all set? Or does he mean once their hearts are far apart, it's not called Karol anymore? That's a big question. How far to take the Yamshel Shlomo? Would you even say the Yamshel Shlomo apply in the case of Egon, where they're going to be married for a long time because they haven't both agreed? But Lemaisa, they hate each other? Or no, then the Yamshel Shlomo wouldn't apply. This is a very sensitive issue. Why? Because usually in case of Egon, then it would be very, very painful to say that one spouse has to, you know, the husband's been arguing the wife for 10 years, then he drops dead. She is now throwing a party, making a lachayim, that he finally dropped dead. So it's telling us that Shiva for him, or it could be the other way around also, would be a little tricky. Lemaisa, I think the mainstream minig is, and then in case of Egon, we do not require sitting Shiva. Maybe the Yamshel Shlomo applies, although it's a stretch in the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo is talking about when you were about to do it, just, you know, you haven't gotten around to the technicalities yet. Here, you're not about to get divorced. But you combine this with the fact that usually in the case of Egon, you know, the one side, at least the Russia, perhaps. Now, again, it's not a Porsche Darkit Seber, but, you know, Yash Ladon, Yitzarif, a little Yamshel Shlomo, a little Rishus, and according to each side, the other side, the Russian government, is Porsche Darkit Seber Lagamre. So they have what's really, yes, each side, the other one violates Kol Torkula. So you have a little more to rely on. Lemaisa, basically, in case of Egon, there's room to be Mekel, not to sit Shiva. But say rough, maybe you stretch the Yamshel Shlomo a little. Again, it's a chakun Yamshel Shlomo. Is it because it's a done deal, you're just waiting another few dates? Or is it because you don't love each other anymore? Okay, if you say the first shot in the Yamshel Shlomo is not going to help you, if you say the second shot, then maybe that can help you. And your mitzaref, maybe one side is a big, big, big Russia. And even though, yeah, it's not so pasha, because sometimes they're only Russia about one thing and not about everything else. And then not, of course, from Darkin Seabor. But the mice of the minigus to be makel just because it would be impossible to be nachar. And we have a smach in this Yamshel Shlomo. So there's what to rely on. And I'll have to bring it to Bavel. And I mean, really, what's the other option in this case? There's not a great other option. We will have to call it a day. We'll pick up Mirza Shem on Tuesday.
Thank you.
By the way, you do get, forget about case of